Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. We've been working our way through the second letter of Peter, and today we come to 2 Peter chapter 3. We were talking about in chapter 1 having a faith that expresses itself in godly Christian character. And we shared at the end of the first chapter how Peter talks about prophecy that can be relied upon, men and women truly inspired by the Spirit of God. Chapter 2 was pretty hard going because Peter is really not sparing his words in condemning false teaching. Chapter 3, he's really coming to an issue which is crucial for Christians. It's the issue that the Lord Jesus Christ will return. This is one of the areas where there can be much false teaching, and the worst is to deny that Jesus is ever coming at all. But we believe as Christians that the Lord Jesus Christ will return in glory. The day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. The heavens will disappear with a roar. There are going to be new heavens and a new earth. And Jesus will come in all his glory. Now, this is very, very important teaching. It's not escapism, but it's the answer as to why we have to hang on in evil days when terrible things are happening in our world, and where there's corruption and immorality and devastation and terrible crimes against people. There's just so many bad things happening, but our hope is that Jesus is coming back. And this isn't, as I've said, it's not an escapism. It's not just trying to pretend it doesn't matter or put your head in the sand. Not at all. What this is about is saying there is an answer. What we see in the world today is not going to be there forever. Jesus Christ is coming back. But the other thing, for us, that's a great hope, a great joy. But the other thing that Peter is wanting just to share is that if you truly believe Jesus is coming back, that's going to affect the way that you live, because you're going to want to be in a good place when he returns. You're going to want to be doing the things that God wants you to do. You don't want to be caught on that day when Jesus comes indulging in all sorts of sinful and selfish passions. You want to be found alert, seeking to live holy and righteous lives. And so the incentive of the second coming is very much a sense of, well, I have hope in this corrupt and rotten world, but I also want to be ready when the point of time comes, if I'm alive on the earth, I want to be there. And he says something also, which is quite a fascinating phrase. He talks about look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. That seems quite amazing. How can we speed up a sovereign God? But what I think it's talking about is that godly living, sharing the gospel, making people aware that there is a Saviour that they can put their trust in. This is crucial ministry while we wait for Jesus to come. And when the last one's saved, he will come. And we don't know who that will be and when it will be. Let's pause for some worship. My good friend Patrick will join me and we'll have another look at 2 Peter chapter 3.
Like the sound of many waters is the praise from your sons and daughters. Hear it rising from your people. It's our worship, it's our heart's call. Like the sound of many from your sons and daughters, hear it rising from your people. It's our worship, it's our heart's call, and all I want is
you're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look at the second letter of Peter, and we're up to chapter 3, the final chapter in this letter. And as you say, Richard, it's all about the second coming. But he starts really in verse 3, talking about scoffers, people who don't believe that this is ever going to happen. Obviously, he must have had scoffers in his day that didn't believe this message. It's even more true today, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. There are those who ridicule and those who despair, perhaps, of is anything going to change? Is the word of God true? And people can get very, very low or aggressive. But you certainly see scoffers today.
And I suppose you can understand believers today, perhaps, who, like in the words of verse 9 there, are just so aware how slow it appears to be. I mean, today, you know, 2,000 years have gone by and we still haven't seen the second coming, even though, you know, back in Peter's day, they kind of expected it sort of imminently. We waited 2,000 years. So is it surprising, perhaps, that even believers are thinking it's not going to happen?
I guess so. But Peter does give a good answer, doesn't he? He talks about a day is 1,000 years and 1,000 years are like a day.
Yeah.
And he's just kind of putting to us, we must not just live too aware of our physical surroundings and our physical timetable. We've got to see an eternal perspective. And of course, when Jesus comes, it will be almost as if it was we're ready as Christians.
Yeah. He talks about, in this chapter, this idea of the new heavens and the new earth. Can we just talk about that for a little bit? Because I think, you know, many people find that very difficult to grasp. We're used to the present earth and what we see in the sky, the present heavens. Very difficult to understand what a new heavens and new earth will actually look like.
Yes. I think the only thing we can say is that although we're aware of corruption in our world, and environmentalists, people who are troubled about pollution and so on, will give you plenty of evidence of imperfections in our world, but it's amazing that it's still quite a glorious world. The earth is still quite amazing, still scenery which is mind-blowing. But the thing is that when the new heavens and new earth are made, it's because a day is coming when sin is going to be eradicated. It's not going to affect things anymore. And so the way that God will deal with the sin-infected earth is not to touch it up, but destroy the old earth and bring something entirely new.
Well, we've come to the end of the second letter of Peter, which is actually it's the last word from Peter in the Bible, isn't it? He didn't write a lot, and this is the end of the second letter. So as we look at this second letter, how would you kind of sum it up? What was his message, do you think?
I think his message is hold on to God, hold on to Christian character, be alert and aware of falsehood and that which will deceive and undermine, and cling tenaciously to the truth that Jesus is coming back.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.